continuing in Shara Chi'i, Shara Simcha, Urchos, Tzadikim. Around 3 pages in. Haboteach belukim yivienu abitachon lefanos libo minyani ha'olam liyachir atma linyani ha'toyer v'avoda. So one who is a real boteach b'Hashem, so his bitachon has to lead him away from the olam hazeh inyanim and should help him to focus on Torah v'avoda. V'tzarech adam lachkor hadeos machzikos es libo liyos b'bitachon shalim belukim. And he has to lachkor, investigate. Okay, he has to delve into the different ideas that help him to be a true boteach b'Hashem. Machshava rishona sheyeda biyedia brura kelikim merachem al adam yosem mikol merachem. That Hashem has more rachamim on a person than a person has even on himself. And Hashem is mashgiach on each and every one of us in a way that we may or may not see. When a person is not being shomer on himself properly, Hashem is protecting him even when he's not protecting himself. Hashem watches over the fools. Even when they're not watching over themselves, Hashem watches over them. Hamachshava hashniya shekol atovos amagios elav me'aviv me'ima ve'echo v'krov v're'av, all the good that comes to a person from all his relatives, hakol me'eitz Hashem yisbarachu. It all comes from Hashem. Ve'elim shluchei hamakom baruchu. These are Hashem's messengers to do good for you. Hashlishi sheyeda shekol atovos emechazdei elokim. All the good is chesed Hashem. Lo shiroi lekach. A person doesn't deserve it. The Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu made them that he should tzarich lo. Hashem does not need to do good for us. Hashem does it because that is the essence of Hashem. Hashem is nadiv, chesed, rachum v'chanum. Harevia sheyeda shel kol inyanav yesh gvul v'ketz. Ve'ein shum adam yechol hosiv legro amash gazav abor yisale. All of a person's things, possessions, everything has a gvul and a ketz, has a border and has an end. And whatever Hashem was going to, that you're going to get, you're going to get. Not any more, not any less. Umashe Gosh Baruch Hu Shiyelo Ma'at, in Zem Chol Harbos, Lomait Haribui. If Hashem was going to, the person's going to have a lot of X, so he's going to have a lot of X. If he's, or little X, little X. I think what he's getting at is trying to cheat and trying to steal and things like that. It's not going to get you more than you're supposed to have. Aside for the Avera, you're not coming out ahead. Umashe Gosh Baruch Hu Shiyelo Ma'at, in Zem Chol Harbos, Lomait Haribui. Mashe Gosh Baruch Hu Shiyelo Ma'at. Everything comes from Gzeiras Hashem. And if it's supposed to come later, it'll come later. Not earlier. If it's supposed to come earlier, it won't come later. It's all going to come exactly, precisely when it's supposed to come. Hashem looks into the heart. So bitachon is an easy game to talk. It's harder to walk the walk. And Kadosh Baruch Hu knows when a person's talking to bitachon, is it inside or is it outside? Is he the real deal? When there's a slave or a servant and a master, so the servant can trick the master. He can pretend to be loyal. He can pretend to love him, pretend to respect him, pretend all these things. With Hashem, there's no pretending. So by an Eved, he can pretend to love him with all his heart. Even though he really hates him. And the Adam may not know better. He may get caught, but if he doesn't get caught, he doesn't get caught. But Hashem, the game doesn't start. Don't try to trick Hashem. Hashem knows. He knows everything. He knows where a person is a Baal HaMunah, is not a Baal HaMunah. He believes, he doesn't believe, he denies, he doesn't. Hashem knows everything. A person should take it to heart to mekayim all the tzivuyim of Hashem. Ulahimana mikomash zero shalol asos. To do ratzon Hashem, to do mitzvahs and stay away from affairs. Kashir chavei shabari yisal yatzelo adav shubotech bo. Because the Rebbe is saying, I say ritzono kitzoncha. Because she has said ritzoncha kitzono. So here's sort of a lolishma dik aspect. A person should do ratzon Hashem because we want Hashem to do what we want Him to do. We daven for all sorts of things that we want, and we want Hashem to listen to us, and we should listen to Him. I mean, it's not the highest level of Avodas Hashem, but that's what the Mishnah does say in Pirkei Avos. So say Ritzono Kitzoncha. Make Hashem's will your will, so Hashem will make your will His will. And batel ritzoncham, they ritzono, k'dei shivata ritzonachem, they ritzonecha. I mean, vata what you want in place of what Hashem wants, so that Hashem will be vata what others want, others who don't like you and want bad for you, they ritzonecha for what you want. Aval misha b'teach b'Hashem yisalev, einu makayim ashet zivo. So a person, and you have a lot of people like this nowadays, they're big balei bitachon, they talk a lot about Hashem, but they don't keep mitzvahs. So, the Orchot Tzadikim thinks that such a person is a shoita and a ksil. Val zeh nemar, ki ma tikva schonev, ki yivtza, ki yeshel, eloka nafsho, hataka so, yishma kel, v'omer haganov, v'tzoch v'nof, v'yishavah l'sheker, v'katel l'baal, v'oloch achrei elohim achirim, v'sholo yidatim, v'otim v'amadim, l'fonai, v'bayis zeh, asher nikra shmi alav. A person who is over every affair in the book, and then he goes to the Beis HaMikdash. What is that worth? The Omer HaMa'ares Paritim Haya Beis HaZeh Shenikra Shmi Alav Be'enichem. My house, my Beis HaMikdash, is that a place for, you know, for games? No. You know, are you in or you out? Like Eliyahu HaNavi said. Maseh Tempoyskum El Shtei HaSeipim. I think we're saying if a person is a real Baal Bitachon, they're going to do. They're going to listen. They're going to keep mitzvahs. If they're not keeping mitzvahs, then there's obviously something. You can't live with Hashem and not do Ratzon Hashem, unless you have other major issues with your belief system. Like I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the other thing. But which is also a tremendous, you know, the Begeder Apikorsis and Kfira and things like that. But it doesn't make any sense. I sat with an Ish guy yesterday, and he's a mamish, a beginner, and he's done tremendous. He's a tremendous person. He's really overcome tremendous things. And he said, you know, he's really tells me, I did not believe in that. I didn't believe in God until 6 months ago. And now every other sense is talking about God. He's living with God. And I said, are you observing? He says, well, I do this, I don't do that, I do this, I don't do that, I do this, I don't do that. And he starts getting very detailed, you know, what he does do, what he doesn't do. You know, and I was a little uncomfortable. It's like, that's not what I, you know, I'm like, you don't have to do a confessional here. He says, well, you asked me if I'm observant. You know, but he's a beginner. So, he's a beginner. So, he's been here a few months, whatever he's been there. So, it'll come. But somebody who is not a beginner, and who lives with that, claims to be living with Hashem, but not listening to Hashem, that's a major, major problem. Here, he'll grow into it. It takes some time, and, you know, he'll give up the little things that he's still holding on to. Hashviyas, Sheyeda Ki Abari Baruch Hu, Baras Adam Lachos, Rabba. So Hashem created us for a lot of work. Rabbala Mazono, De Torah, God of Avoda, and He created our livelihood that's supposed to come through a lot of work. Right, which is interesting, because that's not how Hashem created man. That's how man blew it, and therefore that was the result. That was the onus. Right. It's funny. It's like a baras adam. That's interesting. Okay. If everything came to us easily, as all you common mitzvahs, we would lose out on so many mitzvahs. If food just fell from heaven and clothing just whatever, we would be missing out on our mitzvahs. No one needs anybody. Everything grows on the backyard tree, and then that's it. You wouldn't have to daven. Everything is coming. Everything is there. Person got sick. They looked in the sefer, and they were automatically healed. But whatever, they followed the instructions, they were healed, and then people stopped davening. So Chizkiyahu Melech was a big tzaddik, and he got rid of that sefer refuos. Kedei sheyiftach achor b'lekim yisala. V'lo b'refuos. The person's davening to Hashem. Now you have to go to the doctor, you have to take your medicine, and do what you're supposed to do, but it has to come through tefillah. Gam hoy adam batam b'melacha v'lo yatarach acham zono. So if a boy b'rod b'chara averes, if a person didn't have to work, he'd be bored all day and he'd end up doing averes. Kedatziv v'yishman yishur v'yivat yishurun got fat and he started kicking, rebelling. V'amru razal yofet tamu terim derech eretz shigias shnei mashkach hazavon. Learning Torah and working for a living, the two together make a person very busy and he doesn't have time for averes. So a person gave man two avodas. Ha'achas avodah. So Hashem avodah satzara. One is he's got to work for a living to support himself, and the other he has to work in avodah Hashem and in Torah. V'tachad in the yos mimutza ben shtei ha'avodos. He has to draw a line between these two avodos. Uliyachid shos michodos avodah satzara avodah ha'olam hazeh. He has to have time that he works for his olam hazedika things, and time that he works for his olam avodika things. Time for Torah, time for working. Those who work for a living, you know, not in avodas hakodesh, know how, you know, this is the big challenge to have tviyas itim. This is my learning time, no matter what. And that's my, you know, working time is usually most people's more set. You know, you work 9 to 5. If you're lucky now in America, you usually work a lot more. So that's my working time. Okay, so you have to find before 9 and after 5 where a person can be involved in avodas Hashem, be involved in learning Torah. A person needs chizuk to do both of them properly, so that things will work out well for him. He shouldn't have one infringing on the other. You need both. That when he does his gashmi work, he's working to make a living, he understands that his hatzlacha comes from Hashem. His hatzlacha does not come from his hashtadlus. He has to do his hashtadlus, but the results are coming from Hashem. Hashem says, do this so you'll make a living. But I'm giving you the living because you're doing this. Not that you're doing this, you're making a living, and you don't need Hashem. We need Hashem, and through Hashem we get our parnasa, and this is what Hashem wants us to do, whatever it is. Each person obviously has his own form of parnasa. Kmo adam abokeh eitzim bagarzen, af bish hagarzen, chotecha eitz, ein hakoch ba min ha-barzel, ele min ha-eish abokeh ba-barzel, achtoch bo ha-eitz. So here's a marshal that a wood chopper has a sharp axe, and he uses the axe to chop wood, but what's chopping the wood is not the axe, it's the person holding the axe. It's the koach of the person holding the axe. So we are the axe, working to make a living, but Hashem is the wood chopper, and it comes from Hashem. We're just the parnasa that we do, the hishtalos that we do is the vehicle with which Hashem gives us the parnasa, and it's coming from Hashem.